Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. There are actually a number of different approaches to this Mishnah and the following one, which are quite obscure. I will explain as simple as possible, and if you want to make an iyun, you can go back and look at the Mishnah again with other Mephorshim later. The Mishnah here ostensibly is trying to define which sheaves are shecha and which aren't. So again, the idea of shecha is you're bringing in your sheaves to the final threshing floor. If you overlook one or two of them, the Torah says you may not be, it says lo sashuv lakachto, you may not go back to collect those ones that you overlooked. And that will be the isser, the prohibition of shecha, going back for a forgotten, overlooked sheave. So the idea is, it's only going to be a forgotten sheev if it's, as the pasuk says, ki siktzor, while you're harvesting, v'shechachta, and you forget something in the harvest process, then the rule is lo sashuv lakachto, you can't go back to get it. So if you didn't include a particular sheaf in your collection process, it you started like without including that portion of the field or that portion of the row as in the collection process, then that wouldn't be considered to be shecha because it wasn't something you harvested that you couldn't go back to. And similarly, if you stop in the middle, what you didn't get to yet isn't shecha because you haven't gotten there yet in your harvest process. So let's imagine for the Mishnah, you have a row of, let's say, 10 sheaves, numbered 1 to 10, lined up, and you're moving through them in order, and you're collecting them to bring them to the threshing floor. So the rule would be if you overlook one of those sheaves, it is shecha. So, but let's just say instead of starting at sheaf number 1, you start at sheaf number 2. And instead of getting to sheaf number 10, you stop after sheaf number 9 to take a coffee break. So the question is, which of the sheaves are eligible to be shecha? And the answer is neither number 1 nor number 10, but for different reasons. Number 1 won't be shecha because you hadn't yet harvested, you started after that. And 10 won't be shecha because you didn't get there yet. The situation gets a little more complicated if you're working, let's say, with a grid, like a square of, let's say, 5 by 5, sheaves, numbered 1 to 25, let's say. So again, if you start at the, top left corner and you start working across, you get to number 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say you didn't do 5. But when you, let's say, leave 5 alone, when you collect numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, and not get 10, etc., there's the distinct possibility that you're planning on, going and doing that last column vertically. And therefore, we'll say, as the Mishnah says, roshei shuros, the edges of the rows, if there are still, sheaves in adjacent rows or columns that haven't been harvested, ha'omer shekenegdo mochiach, if you have an uncollected sheaf in an adjacent edge, like, for example, you left 5, but you haven't yet gotten to 10. So then it shows that you still could be planning on collecting that final column separately. So more about that in the next Mishnah. Just hold that thought. For now, we're just simply saying that. Now the Mishnah lapses to a different topic, a topic we sort of addressed in the previous Mishnah, which is ha'omer shehichzik bo l'holicho el ha'ir u'shechacho. What if you pick up a sheaf intending to bring it to market or bring it home, out of the field, and then you put it down inadvertently? The question is, can it now be mixed up again and be called shecha? Or since you picked it up and intended to acquire it, now it's yours and it doesn't get mixed back with the other sheaves to have the possibility of shecha? So the Mishnah says, modim, they agree, meaning both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai of the previous Mishnah agree, she'en reshecha, that once you've picked it up intending to bring it to market or bring it home out of the field, so now you've acquired it and it can't have a din of shecha. Even if you later on forget it, you can go back and collect it because you've made it already yours. You picked it up. So if you recall from the previous Mishnah, we had two pshatim. The simpler pshat is that the previous Mishnah wasn't talking about picking them up in the first place. It was just simply saying if you left a sheaf in a memorable place and you presumably will remember about it later on, does it have a din of shecha? So if that's the pshat in the previous Mishnah, there's no picking up and taking anything with intention to acquire and to remove from the field in that previous Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a new topic altogether, which simply says, if you do pick it up to acquire it and take it out of the field, no longer eligible for shecha. According to the other pshat in the previous Mishnah, so we were saying that if you picked it up intending to remove it from the field, but then put it down in a memorable place, it was a machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not it is shechcha. But this case is where you put it down inadvertently, not in a particular place. So since you acquired it and didn't specifically put it down somewhere, so you didn't like relinquish it back to the field, and since you picked it up, it became yours. They all agree to that, and it can't be shechcha. Whereas in the previous case, since you put it down like in a purposeful way, thinking you'll come back and get it, but now you've forgotten it, at least according to Beis Shammai in the previous Mishnah, it isn't shechcha and it's yours to keep, whereas Beis Hillel said that it still could be shechcha once again if you put it in a memorable place and sort of lapsed and forgot about it. Whereas in this case, since you just put it down not in a memorable place, and it wasn't like an intentional putting down, even Beis Hillel says it can't be shechcha.